Welcome to day 3 of our 180-day journey through the Westminster Standards. On day 1, we learned that man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. On day 2, we learned that God has given the Word of God, which is contained in the Scriptures of the Old and New Testaments, as the only rule to direct us on how we may glorify and enjoy Him. Today we'll learn a little bit more about the Word of God. Yesterday we also learned that the Word of God is the Holy Scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. The Confession of Faith in Chapter 1, Section 2 says that under the name of Holy Scripture, or the Word of God written, are now contained all the books of the Old and New Testaments, which are these, and then it lists the 66 books of the Bible, all of which are given by inspiration of God to be the rule of faith and life. Now, Section 3 of Chapter 1 of the Confession says that the books commonly called Apocrypha, not being of divine inspiration, are no part of the canon of Scripture, and therefore are of no authority in the Church of God, nor to be any otherwise approved or made use of than other human writings. In proof of this, the Confession relies basically on the testimony of Jesus and His reliance on the Scriptures as they were passed down by the nation of Israel, who was the custodian of the Word of God. The Confession cites Luke 24:27, "And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, He expounded unto them in all the Scriptures the things concerning Himself." Verse 44, "And He said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me." Paul in Romans 3:2 says, "Much every way, chiefly because unto them were committed the oracles of God." And 2 Peter 1:21, "For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." Now Section 4 of Chapter 1 of the Westminster Confession says that the authority of the Holy Scripture, for which it ought to be believed and obeyed, depends not upon the testimony of any man or church, but wholly upon God, who is truth itself, the author thereof, and therefore it is to be received, because it is the Word of God. In proof, the Confession cites 2 Peter 1:19-21, which we read yesterday, 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and 1 John 5:9, "If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which He hath testified of His Son." And 1 Thessalonians 2:13, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which you heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe."